Disney's woke Snow White trailer trashed hours after release. I want the Queen to win in this version. By Jerome Hudson on December 4, 2024. Disney released the second trailer for its $300 billion, at least, live-action Snow White remake on Tuesday, and within hours, thousands upon thousands of commenters were shredding the two-minute advert. Many among the 12,000-plus critics are pointing to Snow White actor Rachel Zegler's post-election comments, in which he wished for those who voted for President-elect Donald Trump to never know peace. Rachel Zegler, "The people need some kindness," one commenter said, quoting the film. And then, adding also Rachel Zegler, "May over half of the U.S. never know peace." Of course, Zegler apologized for her "fuck Donald Trump" screed, but not before she suggested that his supporters are part of a deep, deep sickness in this country. Is it any wonder, then, why some commenters went so far as to wish for the evil queen, Gal Gadot, to triumph over Snow White? It's a disastrous deja vu for Disney. This trailer dropped just 4 months after the first one, which was also poorly received. With nearly 6.7 million views on YouTube, the downvotes outnumber the upvotes by 10 times, Breitbart's John Nolte wrote at the time. Only 69,000 people out of 6.7 million bothered to upvote the trailer. An astonishing 735,000 gave it a downvote. And the passage of time, lol, hasn't been kind to the first trailer. It now has doubled the downvotes, 1.4 million, and only added 30,000 upvotes. If you've lost track of the scandals surrounding this film and its rollout, you're probably not alone. Indeed, Zegler initially spent some time promoting her remake by trashing the beloved 1937 classic original as sexist and dated. Disney dumped dwarfs from the film after famous midget actor Peter Dinklage derided the idea of casting midgets to play dwarfs. The studio then set out to record costly reshoots and replace the seven dwarfs with magical beings. Then there's Zegler's decision to declare Free Palestine on social media in August while promoting the first trailer. Her co-star Gadot, an Israel Defense Forces veteran and former Miss Israel, hasn't publicly commented on Zegler's inflammatory remarks. Below are just a few of the many viral trailer comments on YouTube. "I want the Queen to win in this version." Disney, "Relive the classic story." Also Disney, "Changes the classic story." Disney, "We are a diverse and inclusive company." Also Disney, "We don't hire dwarves." "The Queen is the true hero, saving the kingdom from Snow White. She doesn't need the poison apple. She's toxic enough by herself. If I saw this movie on a plane, I would still walk out." Rachel Zegler, "The people need some kindness." Also Rachel Zegler, "May over half of the U.S. never know peace." Disney's Snow White will release only in theaters March 21, 2025. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.